When Holloway, an offensive lineman for the New England Patriots and Los Angeles Raiders during the 1980s, visited his place in Steventown, he got quite a shock. The mansion was heavily damaged after a gathering of an estimated 300 teens who allegedly broke in and partied over the Labor Day weekend. Invitations to the party were disseminated via social media, and during the gathering, several partygoers uploaded all kinds of photos to social media. Holloway's son discovered the party as it was in progress when he saw people tweeting the images. Holloway himself copied many of the images to a website he created called HelpMeSave300.com. He says he is concerned about the kids who were at his home. He doesn't believe everyone at the party had a good time.
There's some other people that don't feel that way, that woke up the next morning, didn't know what happened to them, and their clothes around their ankles, and they were naked. There were several sexual assaults that are part of the deeper investigations that are going on. And in my book, as a father, that's called rape.
Holloway is miffed that some of the parents have railed against him in response to his publishing the photographs.
Why did I put their child's picture up there? How dare I? They are the one that posted themselves at the party breaking the law and committing crimes. All I did was use the same platform they used.
Holloway would like to see some of the teens come forward, accept responsibility for their behavior, and help the cleanup effort at his home, where he is hosting a picnic for military servicemen and women this weekend. As for some of the other questions being raised surrounding Holloway's use of the images, Lindsay Jacob, an associate attorney at the Tully Rinke firm, weighs in.
Twitter and Facebook and any social networking site will claim that they have the right to the photos, that they are in ownership of the photos. I can tell you from experience, part of the reason is, let's say the officers do decide to go after these teenagers, they can send a subpoena to Facebook and be able to get the users' names and all their personal information from the Facebook subpoena or from the Twitter subpoena. As far as reposting a picture from Facebook to Twitter or from one social networking site to the other, if you're posting a picture to the public on a public domain or on a social networking site and no privacy settings are attached, then you are opening yourself up to having that picture reposted. So if it's something that you don't want to be reposted, I would recommend that you put severe privacy settings on those pictures.
Holloway is disappointed that more teens haven't come forward, and he is concerned the partygoers are headed down the wrong path.
I am not going to be a parent that sits on the sideline, haunted with the question, looking at their casket and asking myself, could I have said something or done something so that this child might be alive today? And I don't think any parent or any leader in the community wants to be haunted by that question. And so this is a call to all the leaders, all the family members, to sit there and go, we need to take a stand on this.
Holloway claims the teens caused at least $20,000 in damage to his property. Partygoers face an array of possible charges, including breaking and entering, property damage, and underage drinking. Jacob thinks prosecutors will have an easy day in court if any cases arising from the incident go before a judge.
If you're going to commit a crime, don't take pictures of it. If you feel compelled, for whatever reason, to take pictures of it, then don't post those pictures on Facebook or Twitter or any social networking site. And if for whatever bizarre reason you decide to post those pictures, you have to make sure that all privacy settings are at max. But I have to warn you that Facebook can still turn those pictures over, or Twitter or whoever, whatever social network you're involved with, if they get a subpoena from proper law enforcement, we'll still turn those pictures over.
The Times Union reported that the boyfriend of a Cohoes High student organized and perpetrated the break-in. On his website, Holloway thanked another Cohoes High student for returning a small headstone she had stolen. He had it made for his grandson, who died at birth. No arrests have been made. The investigation continues. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.